This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an exciting moment in radio history every week, made by the likes of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So many exciting things going on, and we apparently are at the forefront of that. I'm Doug Steffen, talk host since 1974. Should I admit to that, Michael?
Yes, you should. You should be proud of the fact that you're the oldest man in media.
Ah, not quite. I think Bohannon's got me beat by a couple of years.
Oh,
one
way
or the other. Well, we won't tell anybody, though.
No.
We're going to go through the stories and the people. But let's start where this suggestion I just made about News Talk Radio, Talkers Magazine. If you go to talkers.com, Talkers Magazine has an overview, without being too much in the weeds, with the information about news, news talk, the spoken word formats, and how so many more people, I suppose maybe it goes with the territory, but it seems dramatic, Michael. Don't you think the number of people who are listening to these programs, this format, the stations, etc.?
Yeah, well, it is dramatic. It's been the thing that has, in my opinion, saved radio.
Yes.
As in spoken word radio. You know, with all due respect to our friends in music radio, and many of them are the same people in talk radio, that, you know, ironically, Talkers has a huge readership in the music radio world because a lot of the same managers that run the talk stations run the music stations.
Yeah.
They're not as separated as they were, as we say, back in the day.
Yes.
Matter of fact, entire markets, meaning communities, cities of radio stations, are in some cases all located in the same building.
Yep.
You know, so there used to be a saying in the business, well, I can always go across the street and work for the competitor. Well, now you have to go across the hall and work for the same company.
Yeah.
So it's we're laughing.
Oh,
we're whistling past the graveyard, you know.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
I forgot the question, but yeah.
Well, I wanted to have people understand that you were on top of it. There's a story in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com this week highlighting what the news and news talk stations, the spoken word format, is doing in terms of garnering listenership. Mm-hmm. It's really quite significant. I think it's the biggest influx I've seen. You usually get it anywhere around election time for pretty obvious reasons, at least since it's become political. Talk radio is much more political than it was, certainly when I started in 74. And as we got into it, you know, it becomes more and more a focus on right versus left. But there is, you know, you look back at the reason that people want to know, and they want to know because they can't seem to find information that's relevant anyplace else.
Yeah, it's also entertaining. People find a tremendous amount of entertainment in politics. It's verbally violent.
Why are like wrestling matches? Why is wrestling so popular? And you get right down to it. Look, there's no, used to be one night a week of wrestling on TV, and then there were two. And then it was beside the WWE at some other organization with guys and girls out there grunting and throwing each other around and looking pretty stupid. And I'm going to get this guy. And now it's wrestling
theater
every night.
Well, wrestling is theater. Wrestling is theater.
Yeah.
Wrestling is a fantastic form of physical theater, personality theater, and the audiences are part of the show, which is why they've been really taxed into being as creative as possible to pull off these wrestling matches without large arena audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done a very good job of it. I think all sports have done a very good job of dealing with the fact that they're playing to empty houses by and large. But I don't think they've done such a good job that they've been able to close the gap in terms of the product.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the fans in any sport are an important part of the delivery of the drama and the impact. You know?
Right. Now, as a matter of fact, we look at the story list. You want to go through it. Number 10 has to do with sports during the pandemic.
Yes.
Maybe you've got some more to say about this. The baseball season's over pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and so is basketball. Now we've got the football season. But that's in jeopardy. The teams keep shutting down because the players are all getting the virus, yeah?
Yeah, the feeling in football, and I'm a football fan, is that this is just a weird season. It's sort of like a season-long preseason. It's like exhibition games. It's real, and it'll count, and you want your team to win, and everybody is playing as hard as they can. But between the injuries that have happened on the field because there was no preseason, no warm-up time, people are not, you know, they're pulling muscles, and some terrible, terrible injuries have occurred, and people coming down with COVID, and many top players not even playing this season, doing what was called opting out. The season has this feel, and Tuesday night games and games being canceled at the last minute.
But yet you turn on the television every night, and there's every one of the networks has got some kind of sports. I mean, I saw three football games on three major networks. I think it was last night or the night before, as I'm going through the channels. That's all they seem to have to program. So next thing you know, you're going to be doing Little League football.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, you know, basketball came to a conclusion. It was kind of interesting. LeBron James set all kinds of records. The LA Lakers are back on top. In baseball, some of the teams that weren't expected to do well did. Some of them that were expected to do well didn't. Because of the strange nature of the season. As I said, football seems surrealistic. I'm not quite sure what's going on in hockey, but that, mm-hmm. I understand, is a little bit off in terms of when they're playing. The big issue with sports is there's been a tremendous loss of revenue for businesses that surround stadiums and arenas that count on these crowds to fill their stores and their restaurants and their bars. That has been a disaster. Stadium workers, vendors, people who make their living have been out of work, and that's been extremely, extremely difficult. And there were a long time when there weren't games, and that has hurt not only the teams who are not selling tickets, that's hurting them financially, but it's hurting a lot of the media that, you know, when the baseball season didn't start for a very long time, there was no baseball. We're talking about millions of dollars of revenue has been lost. The major problem with the sports during the pandemic has been economic. Not so much, you know, oh, you know, we don't have our sports the way we want them, which, you know, is an issue. But no, the economy, the impact of sports on the economy has just been brutal, and that's been the big issue.
Yeah. Well, let's go through the list quickly, and then we'll pick some things out of here that are important. So please do your
I'll zip through it. Here we go. Number 10, sports during the pandemic. Number 9, climate change tied with Roe v. Wade. At number 8, U.S. foreign affairs, China, Russia. At number 7, race relations, police reform, law and order, and the governor kidnap plot. At number 6, the education crisis. At number 5, the economy and stimulus gridlock. At number 4, health care, meds, protective measures. At number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections, and there's a lot of talk about high-profile COVID patients. At number 2, the presidential race, the dueling town halls, the balloting issues, and all kinds of scandals and accusations as each side tries to take the other one down. And at number 1, we have the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. Quick run through the people. At number 10, Pete Buttigieg. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani and William Barr. Two people that are one openly and one kind of accused of being the president's personal lawyer. At number 8, Gretchen Whitmer and Ralph Northam, governors. Melania and Barron Trump, 7 COVID patients. At number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Hunter Biden. They've been coming after him. At number 3, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Amy Coney Barrett at number 2. And number 1, Donald Trump. There it is. Quick and easy.
What happened to Mike Pence?
Mike Pence was not on the survey this week.
took a rest this week. I got it. Yeah. All right, quarter after the hour, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, Mike Lindell, who is the founder of MyPillow, has a real passion to help all of us get a good night's sleep. He didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. He has created now, among many other things, the new Dream Bed Sheets, these Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look wonderful, feel great. I sleep in them. It's really a nice thing to get into clean sheets all the time, snuggle up, and these sheets are the best. Mike found the world's best cotton in Egypt, the Giza cotton, ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. The Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee like everything at MyPillow.com. Use it. Don't like it? Get your money back. It's that simple. The first night you go to bed and you get on those Giza sheets, though, you want everything else is going to be secondary. You won't want to be on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. And so Mike Lindell making a special offer for folks listening to this program. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you'll have a BOGO deal on the sheets. Receive two sets for the price of one. How about that? And using the DJV code, get free shipping. So MyPillow.com, promo code DJV at checkout. Or if it's easier for you, you can call them and order. Talk to a human being. 800-716-5989 for MyPillow. 800-716-5989. Or go online for these sheets. Get the BOGO deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprise bills.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael took a drive this week, and I was interested for you to tell a quick story about what you experienced as you drove from south to north. Highways, people, masks.
A lot of masks. First of all, you drive 95. I drove about 1,300 miles in 2.5 days. I chose to drive rather than fly and move back to our central headquarters and our home in Massachusetts, as opposed to a place which is a winter place in Jupiter, Florida, that we wound up spending 10 months. So you see the world from the perspective of the interstate, but You get to see a lot, and the people in the South are extremely friendly. Everywhere, every state, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, went through all 11 states. Every single one of them practice wearing masks and social distancing. Intensely. I mean, and thus it seemed like I was in a science fiction movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Roman,
the
apocalyptic, you know.
Yeah, all right. Hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. We continue. It's 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Do you have have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hopefully you're finding yourself tuned in and turned on to our discussion here. Sound like an old disc jockey, right, Michael?
Tuned in and turned on, yes.
Okay, so we're into the stories that people, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, they have a list that's published at talkers.com every week. So you can follow the stories, and the list changes during the week because this whole business is so much in flux. So many things changing every day, every hour, and it makes for exciting radio as much as anything else, I think. Whereas on television, and I don't mean necessarily this to be a slam, but it kind of is, it's the same old, right? With the talk radio conversations, it's fresh, it's new, it moves. Television is the same B-roll, the same pictures, the same video. It's just the same stuff over and over and over again. So if you want to kind of get the pulse and you listen to the various hosts, I noticed that you have an interview this week with this young fellow, Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
In the MH interview. He's 26 years old. He was at the RNC recently, I know that. And he's got a show that's on Salem. What do you think's going to happen with him?
I think he's a bright young man. I think that he's very interesting. I think that he makes a very good case for the basic principles of conservative thinking.
At 26, though, what is he? I don't mean that to me. It's not a shot at him. I just wonder at 26 how much wisdom and experience he has, which is one of the things I think people want to listen to when they hear talk radio program. I think
it's very exciting to hear a young bright person more so than hearing an old fool.
The two of us are exceptions to that rule.
Well, I mean, I do believe that age and wisdom play a role in life. Mm-hmm. However, I am always very, very encouraged when I run into a bright young person, because then I believe there's hope for the future. And he's that kind of kid. He's that kind of bright young person. Now, when I was 26, I already was a veteran in radio. I was running a radio station at 20.
Yeah, me too.
I don't, you know, in when I turned 25 and, you know, you listen to the lyrics of Neil Young's Old Man,
It would certainly fit him these days.
Yeah, but you know, we lamented turning 25. We didn't trust anybody over 30. It seems that today's generation of young people mature slower than going back in time.
Yes, there it is. Very, very, very sage. I think that's the way to put it.
You know, so
I again ask about a 26-year-old because most 26-year-olds can't find their butt in a snowstorm.
Right. I mean, Thomas Jefferson was 33 years old, I believe, when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Think about that. He was in his early 30s. Think about yourself at that. Think about your parents. Think about your father. I mean, I didn't know him well, but he was a businessman. He probably was doing stuff at 20 years old that today 40-year-olds do.
You talking about my father?
Yeah,
or your father.
Your father. I'm trying to bring up a case that you know.
Yeah.
That people were older, younger than they are now.
So they went through the strain. The strainer, if you will. My father was an orphan, and he was on his own and made something of himself because he had to, not necessarily because he wanted to. And so a lot of times, the reason I bring up again the 26-year-old, because most 26-year-olds now still live at home, for God's sakes.
Yeah, or they go to these schools, these universities, which is being exposed now. I'd like to talk about that more on the other side of the break. You know, they're kept in childhood for years that are unnecessary and pay a lot of money to do that.
Right. Okay. So that's, and that again, sort of brings me back around. So this kid is an exception. I'm thinking also of Bench.
He didn't go to college.
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. A lot of people are comparing him to Ben Shapiro. Interesting. He's another young star on the horizon. It's 28 after the hour here on this week's Countdown.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Big Tech allows some trickling of the Hunter Biden email story onto Facebook and Twitter platforms, Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News, Silicon Valley is still causing election interference, just like China.
Just as China is trying to influence our election, we now find that Twitter and Facebook are doing the exact same thing, and they should be ashamed, and the American public is outraged about this.
The more than 40,000 Hunter Biden emails, text messages, and images continue to be investigated. The Trump campaign held a rally Sunday evening in Carson City, Nevada, all the while the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was stumping in North Carolina. The next presidential debate will be held in Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday. Topics? Fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The president was campaigning in Macon, Georgia Friday.
Normal life like we had 7 months ago. We don't want any. We want a normal life. That'll resume. And next year will be one of the greatest years economically in the history of our country because that's where we're going.
President Trump spent the night in Las Vegas on Saturday night. How were those town halls? USA Radio News Tim Berg weighs in.
Instead of debating in person on Thursday night, President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held competing town halls on different networks in different cities. The president spending a portion of his time discussing the coronavirus and the upcoming election on NBC in Miami. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, Biden covered a number of subjects on ABC, including fracking, the Supreme Court, and the 1994 crime bill. As far as how both candidates were treated, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says,
I spent 21 years in Washington as a press secretary, and I've always known Republicans have an uphill fight. Democrats get softball questions, Republicans get hardball questions. But then Donald Trump came along, and anything I thought was hard, it's almost impossible for Trump. The bias of the media and the way they come at him, I watched the ABC town hall because I wanted to see how biased it might be. I wanted to see the type of questions the audience was asking. I can tell you this because I watched a little bit of Savannah during commercials. She interrupted Donald Trump more in 60 seconds than George Stephanopoulos did to Joe Biden in 60 minutes.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Page two of our overview this week, what's going on in the world of news talk radio. The charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, for the week of October 12th to the 16th. Michael Harrison is servicing us well. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Find the list at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, every week, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of the things that connect us to the world, this fascinating format. So you were talking about childhood. We were discussing Charlie Kirk and his age, and then we were talking in general about people, the naivete, if you will, of that generation, or maybe the two younger generations. And I say that admittedly thinking that you and I are members of the baby boom generation, and you know, we look askance at those who are not experienced, but there is a whole different culture that's come out of this last 20 or so years, Michael.
There's no doubt about it. And I think that people grew up faster in the old days than they do now.
Yeah.
And part of that is because of social media and American popular culture, the economy, and the whole idea of going to college and having experiences, making contacts, learning socialization, and not really learning skills, not taking classes and things that you really don't need to know about. You know, there was once the idea that, well, you get a well-rounded liberal arts education and that you can apply that to anything you go into. It's not really true. A lot of these things you don't even remember. It's about getting a piece of paper and saying you went to some prestigious school.
Yeah.
What can you do? I don't know. I can't do anything. Well, then why should I hire you?
And is it going to be worse, the lackluster time we're in for education, where people are looking at a screen and listening to a college professor or a high school teacher or even a kindergarten teacher, and what do they get out of it? If you don't know any better, my grandson doesn't know any better, so this is how he's starting his educational routine. What will it be like when he's very social? What will it be like for him when he actually goes to school?
And, well, I think that we have to separate social from necessarily being what you learn in school. Because a lot of what happens in school is the social is actually torture. You get bullied. You get kids throwing a ball at you in dodgeball and phys ed. You get made fun of. You get humiliated. You're bored to tears in some classes where the teachers are in person, but they're lousy. I actually believe that you can learn more. So I take a contrary position on this. From a screen, in a well-designed package, in a well-designed system, than going to school and wasting a lot of time with boring teachers, boring classes, sitting there staring at the wall, hiding your smartphone so that they don't know you're texting and elsewhere, and thinking of school as a social situation. There's so many other ways to socialize. And not to mention, if you go out to work, you create social relationships with your coworkers. It's all a mess. It really is. And it's too expensive. It's a person should not be in debt for years to have a piece of paper.
To get out of it. All right. Well, Michael has just torpedoed the entire post-secondary education system in our country. You heard it here first on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right. Speaking of torpedoing things, one of the most prominent members of the C-SPAN group, C-SPAN organization that was put on the air, what, about 40 years ago, Brian Lamb came up with this idea, and he got people to help him start a network that that underscored non-controversial ways of looking at things, kind of just the facts, right? That's really what
it started with live coverage of political events without commentary.
Right.
The cameras would just be there. You'd watch them.
Right, yeah.
You don't have a panel of people telling you what it means.
And so then it expanded. I remember you and I, when we would have our conventions in Washington, would be on. You were on a lot, bringing the talk radio, the richness of talk radio, because it made great fodder for C-SPAN, in a sense. I remember being on two or three times with you and some other folks. And, you know, it was a great experience because Brian himself was right down the middle. Man, you talk about somebody who didn't have an axe to grind. He was all about getting to the heart, the meat of the story, and was very skilled at it, I think. I miss him on the air. And anyway, so Scully apparently did some tweeting that he ought not to have done and has exposed himself to being a little one-sided. So now, is everybody vulnerable? Even the people on C-SPAN now are getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar. It seems almost sacrosanct to think of C-SPAN as being violated, but apparently it was with whatever.
Well, I don't know. When you say hands in the cookie jar, that indicates corruption as opposed to breaking format.
It is a form of, in my mind, it's a form of corruption. It's not monetary corruption, but it's sort of mental corruption. You present yourself as one thing, and in fact, you are something else. And we see that kind of all the time, don't we?
Don't we ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. As part of human nature.
I suppose.
Well, I mean, it's like, would you consider playing records on the radio as a DJ that you don't like and saying, that's a great hit from Tony Orlando and Dawn?
I actually like those songs. But,
but you know what I mean.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Exactly. There were a lot of things that you and I did as disc jockeys because the boss told us that's what we had to do. But the boss didn't tell Steve Scully to do. I guarantee you the boss didn't tell Steve Scully what to do in this circumstance. So anyway, but it just shows everybody, I guess, is vulnerable, Michael.
What did he do?
Well, he basically, under the circumstances, you know, we like to think of we're these news media outlets like Fox keep saying, we're fair and balanced. And C-SPAN presented itself, and Scully, I think, was probably one of the most visible of all the people that are on C-SPAN. Don't you think? I mean, when you get right down to it.
I don't watch C-SPAN that much anymore.
Well, but I mean, you know, he's been around.
I'm being honest. I don't know.
He's a very gentle soul. He looks like one anyway. He's the president, by the way, of the White House Correspondents Association as well.
He said something in his social media.
He admitted to lying about his Twitter feed being hacked when he was confronted about a questionable exchange with Scaramucci. He went to, as they call him, the Mooch, to get some dirt on Trump before he was supposed to be the moderator of the debate that got canceled this week. Mm-hmm. You knew that, mm-hmm. right? Scully mm-hmm. was supposed to be the moderator of that. And so they had their town hall meetings, and before this, though, he tweeted at Scaramucci, "Should I respond to Trump when Trump criticized him, that is Scully, as a never-Trumper?" And so this was can you find something stronger than that to take a shot at the guy with? I don't know why you'd go to Scaramucci.
Without going down the rabbit hole of that particular story, one of the things that makes it very difficult to take a neutral posture, a Switzerland posture in today's society, and I deal with it because I try to take that posture, is that a lot of people believe if you're not with us, you're against us.
Yep.
So by saying I'm not taking the left or the right, then you're on the left if they're the right. Then you're on the right. If you don't see that this president is either the worst thing that ever happened or the best thing that ever happened, well then you're a liberal. You're a conservative. Yeah. If you're not with me, you are a fascist or you are a communist. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes in an environment such as this, what was considered the safe middle ground is actually the center of the crossfire and the most dangerous place.
Can't be in the middle. Uh-uh. Can't be in the middle.
It's very hard during
the warfare. Scully was he was taken off of the coverage of the campaign and will not appear on the air again until after the election. So that's the end of him for a while.
I wonder if they're paying him.
I don't know. We can call and ask if you'd like. Check that out.
Let's get his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I together, we can do that.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Actually, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, you would too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
I would have fit there.
Yes, you would have. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to talk about the people where the number two issue this week. I suppose there's a lot of stuff around voting, but the presidential race number two and the discussion about felony, those people who have been convicted of felonies and whether they should vote or not in this year's election becomes a part of that conversation as we continue here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to call your attention to a super sophisticated yet super simple way for you to lose weight. On a daily basis, I'm betting you're like 80% of the rest of the country. You look in the mirror and you think, I got to lose a few pounds here and a few pounds there. And if you've been sitting around not exercising during COVID, probably got more than a few pounds here and a few pounds there. Guess what? Halloween's coming, all that candy. Then Thanksgiving, all that eating. And then Christmas, you know what happens then. So get out in front of it. Go to toploss.com and see how the use of the program that we have from Calitrin can be so right for you. Help yourself. Go to toploss.com. See the information they have about the success stories, people using Calitrin. And then you can see some of the other things that go with Calitrin, some of the complementary products that they have. When you buy three, you can get three of anything that they have there. There's a product that you can use to get rid of the midriff bulge that you have. Get rid of the fat. Burn it off. Help yourself. It's two different things treated by two all-natural products from Calibrin. Toploss.com. At checkout, use the code DJV. No shipping charges then. And access to these fabulous deals where you actually buy a six-month supply of their product to lose the weight and keep it off. Get rid of the bulging fat here and there. You buy three and get three free. That's the deal. Toploss.com. Lose that weight the natural, simple way. Check out at the end of the event. Use the code DJV.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. New guidelines mean more Americans are considered to have high blood pressure. But does that mean more treatment?
The big change is when you get to a systolic pressure of 130 to 139 or a diastolic pressure of 80 to 89. Now, that's going to be called stage 1 hypertension. And in that situation, everybody would be advised to follow lifestyle modifications.
What kind of modifications? Dr. Sandra Taylor says it starts with weight loss.
Second, limit your salt intake. Third, regular exercise. Fourth, limit alcohol, moderation.
And of course, if you smoke, stop. Now, if you already have heart disease, have already had a stroke, are diabetic, or have kidney disease,
those individuals we would start on medication as well as lifestyle practices at 130 or higher.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Back with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the presidential race and elections in general, the focus, we're only, what, a couple of weeks away from the election, and there is a big to-do. A lot of talk radio hosts are talking about whether felons should be able to vote or not in this year's election. Apparently there are 5 million people, Michael, with felony convictions that can't vote. Some states you can, some states you can't. This is when we were kids, felons couldn't. Remember Gordon Liddy, our pal, the talk host? He couldn't even come to the White House because he was a felon. Never mind, not voting.
Yeah, it was amazing. Wouldn't let him in the White House. Right. But I don't know whether the felon issue is one of the major issues around the presidential race. What we do have, though, in modern politics, and Donald Trump is probably the biggest perpetuator of it, is attacking your opponents personally. In other words, if somebody says they don't like your policy, rather than say why your policy is right and their policy is wrong, you point out that they're a cheater, a liar, and basically no good as a person. You discredit them.
Where is the proof of that? Oh, you don't have to have it. Trump says it, so it must be true.
Or people are saying, or I hear it, I read it. Oh, man, it's sloppy. It's very, very sloppy and dirty.
Yeah. So what did you make of these dueling TV events? Did you pay any attention to either one of them?
I paid attention to both of them, and I thought they both were true to form. Both had good moderators and good questions, and both candidates had to face tremendous scrutiny and basically revealed what they're about. Of course, people who are zealots see what they want to see.
Right. Were they sweating? Did you see any sweat from the brow of either of them?
No. My TV is not ultra-high definition.
I got it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Mm-hmm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour. It's now time for us to do a review of the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through numbers 5 through 1. We start at 5, obviously. You want to wait for the big one at the end. But this is a big story, too, with the Airbnb requirements now. Why don't you go through that for us? Number 5, Victoria.
Well, Airbnb, you know, when the pandemic began, Airbnb was pretty much dead in the water. No one, including the higher-ups of the company, no one thought that it would survive. And then something interesting happened. People started traveling in the month of August, especially end of July or August, depending on where you are in the country and how your state was affected by COVID. And Airbnb people felt they were safer going to an Airbnb than a hotel. And so Airbnb is now back and doing gangbusters business, and they're up 250% or something like that. And so that is expected to continue through the holidays because people don't necessarily feel comfortable visiting family and staying in the house. So they're renting Airbnbs in order to have a makeshift kind of Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that. So Airbnb has responded to that demand, and they have new measures now for cleaning and sanitation. And they did have a pretty good We stayed in an Airbnb in mid-August, and we felt that they had a very good cleaning protocol, but now it's even stricter. And so the company has given all of the hosts until November 20th, right before Thanksgiving, to commit to the new health and safety guidelines. Guests also have to agree to the guidelines when they book the listing, meaning social distancing between the guests and the hosts, or vice versa, and everyone has to wear a mask when you are around the guests or the host, and there's a five-step cleaning protocol, and they're now going to have these listings that are going to be considered or labeled as enhanced clean. So it's going to be even better than what it already is, and I think it's a smart move for Airbnb, and it's a very fun and safe way for families to still enjoy holiday travel.
All right. Number four, Yelp. And how they identify businesses that have accusations against them.
Right. So Yelp has been dealing with, since the pandemic began, between May 26th and September 30th, they have had more than 450 alerts on business pages that were either accused of or targeted with racist behavior. And so Yelp felt that they needed to do something because so many people use Yelp for every type of business, and they like to know who they're dealing with. So now, if you go onto a site, or if you go onto Yelp and you want to check out a restaurant or a hair salon or whatever the business may be, you will see a new alert of that says business accused of racist behavior with news media coverage attached to it. So that way you can read what happened, and you can decide for yourself if you want to spend your money at that business.
Number three has become very controversial. Verizon announcing its 5G network, and this really strong opposition this week from the Small Business Association, who doesn't want anything to do with the 5G network nationally. I thought that was interesting, Victoria.
I did not hear that, so I'm not sure why, because we're already living in 5G, so it's a little late for anybody to say that they don't want it. But that Verizon has expanded the 5G network, and they're now rolling it out. They're boosting the signal for things like stadiums, landmarks, national parks, museums, typically all the places where you have really bad cell service. So that's one thing that Verizon is focusing on. Same thing with cities like New York and San Francisco, notoriously bad cell service. So they're rolling that out. They're already behind. AT&T and T-Mobile have been running their 5G coverage across the whole country. So Verizon has taken a long time to get to this point. But it does coincide with our number one story this week, which we will get to.
All right, number two first, though, banning Holocaust denial posts.
Yeah, Twitter's had a rough week. So now the update on Twitter is that they are now no longer going to censor any tweets from hacked materials. It will just be labeled as hacked materials, but you can still see what it is. Before that happened, the last battle that Twitter was fighting was about Holocaust denial. This is becoming a really serious, serious problem, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, and especially in pockets of Germany and Poland, which is really scary when you look at that historically. So now Twitter says that they will ban any posts that deny the Holocaust or that downplay the Holocaust. They said that there's a well-documented rise in anti-Semitism globally, especially among young people, which is really scary. And so Facebook earlier this week, they announced at first that they were going to be trying to combat anti-Semitism, and now Twitter has joined in as well.
Number one, Apple and their iPhone 12.
That's right. The iPhone 12 was announced this week, and four new models of iPhone 12s. That was more than what anyone thought, and it's all 5G wireless networks. Verizon timed their 5G network announcement to go along with the brand new iPhones. The good news is, if you're looking for an iPhone 12, you don't need to spend as much. They start at $699.
Whoopee. Wow, there's an incentive right there, huh? 59 past the hour. That's the overview of the hot tech news this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Stepp.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.